Of all the many times I had ridden up the high valley side towards my home on Bryn Merthyn, I do not quite know why I should remember this one so clearly. There was nothing special to mark it, it was a homecoming, no more. But up to this moment, so much later when I write of it, every detail of that ride remains vivid. The hollow sound of the horse's hooves on the iron ground of winter, crunch of leaves underfoot, and snap of brittle twigs, the flight of a woodcock, and the clap of a startled pigeon. Then the sun, falling ripe and level as it does just before candle time, lighting the fallen oak leaves where they lay in shadow, edged with rime like powdered diamond. The holly boughs, rattling and ringing with the birds I disturbed from feeding on the fruit. The smell of damp juniper as my horse pushed through. The sight of a single spray of whin flowers, struck to gold by the sunlight. With the night's frost already crisping the ground, and making the air pure and thin as chiming crystal.